When artists hit the big time, it's not uncommon for them to move on to LA or New York. Grammy Award-winning singer and Charlotte native Anthony Hamilton is no exception. But he's learned you can go home again and still have a successful career. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia caught up with Hamilton at his home just outside of Charlotte to talk about his latest album and the changes he's been through since his last one.
45-year-old R&B singer Anthony Hamilton has the kind of soulful, powerful voice that fills every inch of a room. Whether he's singing in front of President Obama and the First Lady, or stopping by NPR's Washington, D.C. headquarters to perform a tiny desk concert.
And if I knew then what I know right now, I would have settled down a long time ago. And if I hadn't met you, where would I be?
His path to the White House, so to speak, started in a church in Charlotte near his childhood home on Hemp Hill Street.
First church was Shiloh Baptist Church. That's the first church I was ever on the choir and was forced to come out and sing a solo.
Well, I'm going down to the river. Well, I'm going down to the river. Ooh.
It's some one of those little, a lot of clapping.
From there, that dream grew. Whether it was music on the radio or TV, he just couldn't get enough.
And my grandmother lived right across the street, so when it was time for Solid Gold, Lawrence Welk, and all that stuff to just take off running from down my driveway, straight across the street to my grandmother's house, so I wouldn't miss it.
It wasn't just the church choir and the TV perking his ears. Hamilton's father was a singer, and his voice is one of the first he remembers. He especially remembers this Motown hit.
I took my time, and I don't work all day. The Spinners. Man, he used to kill it. Yeah, that song. Yeah, I remember him singing it a lot.
I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud.
In 2009, Hamilton won a Grammy for Best Traditional R&B Vocal Performance alongside legendary Al Green for the song You've Got the Love I Need. He's made a guest appearance on the hit show Empire and even opened for Prince.
You want to make some noise? He said that to me. I promise you. And he was a big fan of mine and been to Paisley Park and all that stuff.
Hamilton has a playful personality. On his Facebook page, he posts homemade cooking videos where he's the chef. His house is full of family photos of his kids, and there's a humbleness about him. You won't find his Grammy on display.
It's in my bedroom on a shelf around some hats. There's tons of hats. But no, I don't have it where you can come in and be like, wow, he got a Grammy.
When asked why not have the award front and center, which is surprisingly heavy, by the way, he responds with his own question.
Why? Sometimes I forget it. Yeah, I forget about it. And then some days I look over there like, wow, dude, you really have it.
This candor is replicated in his latest album, What I'm Feeling.
They say that life is for the living.
The record is like audio therapy for Hamilton. The pain of his mother's passing and the end of a decade-long marriage were points of inspiration. Writing sad songs is familiar territory to Hamilton, but this time he had to push himself to go to a vulnerable place.
You know, the label, I was turning in songs, and they was like, this is going to be a classic album, but they was like, we haven't felt that loss yet. You know, I had lost my mother, and I had gone through a divorce, separation and all. They wanted that song, and I was just like, well, I don't want to write those songs right now because it's not coming to me. I was like, you know, pretty much I was chasing happy.
From that came a song called Walk in My Shoes. It's the most personal on the album. At the time of this interview, Hamilton said he hadn't performed it at a show yet.
If you ever walked a mile in my shoes, ever walked a mile in my shoes, you would see what I've been going through.
I'm not afraid of it, but it's a special song. I want it to be powerful. When I sing it, I want people to feel it, everything I felt when I was creating it and where I was in my life. Yeah, I'm ready.
For his seemingly upbeat personality, Hamilton is a self-described loner. In fact, before a show, he needs to be completely alone in silence with his thoughts. But he's not alone in this very personal album, speaking to universal truths of hurt and love loss. He's got a spirit that refuses to wallow.
Everybody worried about this, about that, about something, about nothing, about nothing, about nothing, nothing. People try to do right, but they always do wrong.
I'm not really sad. Even with death and love loss, I get it. I want to be all right. You know what I mean? I don't want to stay in that space. I refuse.
He may not be completely out of that space, but through the process of opening up on this record about where he's been, he's well on his way to somewhere new. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.
Share a little road with me. Baby, won't you tell me why you're afraid of me? Boy, you better leave out of here. What you think gonna happen if you step out on your own?